Glory to your name, everlasting one. He that dwelleth in a place called the solitary location. So profound, we cannot locate it. We could only write it as the secret place. And therein, in the ages past, deities have shown up. Buddha tried. Muhammad attempted. There was Krishna, and there was the Baha'i. None could qualify to have the title holy. It seems not to work. It seems not to sound right. There's no word that says holy Buddha. But thou art a God that are holy. It's your title. It's who you are. The everlasting one that sat in a place called all in one. Spoke before time began. He that constituted all things but has no constitution himself. He that sustains all things but is not sustained by any other. You surprise the existence of time by showing up saying, in the beginning, God. To say that before time began, you sat in a place where you already existed. Without creation, your title was already God. If you never made a single thing, you will still be God. Holy are you. Holy are you. Holy are you. Holy are you. And many times we've made the error to think it's the absence of sin. But if it was the absence of sin, then tell me how Genesis chapter 2 verse 3 writes that God blessed the seventh day and consecrated it and called it holy. Did the day sin? No. I tell you this. The moment God adds himself to a thing, that item becomes holy. No wonder once he had not yet entered us, he was called the Spirit from above. But the day he entered us, he became the Holy Spirit. So it came upon Samson as the Spirit, not the Holy Spirit. It came upon Elijah as the Spirit, not the Holy Spirit. And no wonder in John 7, he says, on that day, great day of the feast, when he had finished supping, he stood up and read, saying, he that thirsteth, let him come and drink, for out of my belly will flow rivers of living water. This speak ye of the Holy Ghost, who was not yet. It seems as if the Holy Ghost was to be created on that day. No. He spoke about the dwelling of the Spirit in the belly of a man. He had to assume holiness to impart the holy nature of God. Holiness is not apartness from sin. It is the realm of uncommonness that cannot be described by words. In fact, the real definition of Kadosh is a sentence that communicates a sigh. Holy. The angels exclaim in heaven, while on earth we say, wow. The angels say, holy. So holiness in triunity of resounding, glorious, escalated symphony is not that which is rehearsed. It's a constant shocking of eternal beings that God has new things in him that still surprises the everlasting ones. His name is holy. He is too uncommon. His ways are uncommon. His people are uncommon. His house is uncommon. He is called the Kadosh, and when he moves to stay somewhere, it becomes the Kadash. And when he finally anoints things, it becomes the Kadesh. He alone is the instrument of holiness. No wonder he said in Peter, that be ye holy, for I am holy. I announce to you, we are Kadesh, but he is Kadosh.